You're listening to NewsRant Business and Corporate. Today is Monday morning, April 27th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Investor news breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc. NYSE American, OHC, to host annual shareholder meeting and investor day April 28, 2026. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, OOHC, will host its annual shareholder meeting and investor day on April 28, 2026, at 10 a.m. ET, offering a virtual attendance option. The event will highlight the company's successful fiscal 2025, with core return on average equity of 21.56% and net interest margin of 4.28%. Updated Q1 2026 results will also be shared, showcasing continued operational momentum and strategic growth.
Mission IR News Breaks. Greenland Energy Company signs agreement with Halliburton for 2026 Jameson Land Basin drilling campaign. Greenland Energy Company has signed an agreement with Halliburton for its 2026 onshore drilling campaign in the Jameson Asai Land Basin. The agreement includes planning, coordination, handling, and transportation of equipment, services, and goods, forming a key part of the company's Arctic operations strategy. This collaboration follows prior agreements with Stampede Drilling and Desganis. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Green energy breaks. American Fusion Inc. cancels 1.68 billion shares of its common stock, reducing the outstanding shares by 56%. The shares have been returned to the Treasury and are no longer issued. This move is part of the company's efforts to strengthen its capital structure and enhance long-term shareholder value.
Lenda Silver engages Ronacher McKenzie Geoscience to advance district-scale interpretation and targeting. Following promising 3D IP survey results at flagship Yukon project, Lenda Silver Corporation has engaged Ronacher McKenzie Geoscience Inc. to advance district-scale interpretation and targeting at its Yukon project. Following promising 3D IP survey results, the survey revealed strong correlation between the IP chargeability response over the West Zone and known mineralization. Multiple larger-scale untested chargeability anomalies were identified, suggesting potential extensions and new targets across the property. RMG will integrate data and propose high-priority targets in an 8-week program.
GeoVax highlights Gedapin Red as a potential immune-sensitizing platform amid rising industry investment in vivo cancer therapies. GeoVax Labs Inc. highlights Gedapin Red as a potential immune-sensitizing platform in the growing industry focus on in vivo cancer therapies. Gedapin is strategically positioned to enhance the efficacy of checkpoint inhibitors and next-generation oncology modalities across solid tumors, offering a promising approach to addressing solid tumor metastatic disease. GeoVax is advancing Gedapin in combination with checkpoint inhibition in a planned Phase 2 clinical trial in first-line head and neck cancer therapy.
Paul Stannard cites stability as key driver for Portugal relocation. Portugal Pathways Chairman Paul Stannard emphasizes stability, tax efficiency, and safety as key drivers for individuals and families considering relocating to Portugal. With lifestyle factors, residency pathways, and cross-border planning in mind, Portugal remains a top choice for high-net-worth individuals seeking a secure and vibrant future. For more information on residency pathways and relocation requirements, contact Portugal Pathways through their website.
U.S. self-storage targets renters during home moves and downsizing. U.S. self-storage simplifies the moving process by offering a nationwide self-storage hub where renters can easily find and reserve storage units online. With over 20,000 facilities listed, customers can compare sizes, prices, and amenities to make informed decisions. From small closets to large units for multi-bedroom homes, U.S. Self-Storage provides a range of options to meet various storage needs.
Upside Gold Corp. signs LOI for strategic claims adjacent to the Kenna property. Upside Gold Corp. signs a letter of intent with a local prospector to acquire 7 mineral claims adjacent to the Kenna Gold Copper property in British Columbia. The claims, totaling approximately 273 hectares, aim to enhance the continuity of the Kenna land package by consolidating adjacent ground along promising trend. This strategic move aligns with the company's goal of expanding its exploration efforts in the region.
Trailbreaker Resources appoints Charlie Grieg as technical advisor. Trailbreaker Resources Limited has appointed Mr. Charlie Grieg, MSc, PGO, as a technical advisor. With extensive experience in mineral exploration, Mr. Grieg's track record includes successful projects in Mexico, Yukon, Eritrea, and more. His expertise in BCQ-AH porphyry deposits will guide exploration at Trailbreaker's Coho, Atsutla, and Liberty projects. The company has issued Mr. Grieg 100,000 stock options as compensation for his role.
Quantumart extends Series A funding to $140 million with participation from global financial leaders including Bedford Ridge Capital, Hudson Bay Capital, Poland Equity, Lip Ventures, Wolverine Global Ventures, and IDA Ventures. The funding will advance the development of Perspective, a 1,000-qubit multi-core system, 2D design, and next-generation optical control technologies. CEO Dr. Tal David expresses confidence in the company's scalable commercial quantum computing vision, with investors highlighting QuantumMart's advantage in overcoming scaling limitations.
Dr. Cullen Doyle brings orthodontic care to 3 Pennsylvania locations. Doyle Orthodontics expands its reach across southwestern Pennsylvania with the opening of 3 fully operational practice locations in Pittsburgh, Washington, and Pleasant Hills. Dr. Cullen Doyle, DMD, MS, brings advanced clinical training to each site, offering consistent, personalized orthodontic care for patients of all ages. The multi-location model aims to reduce travel barriers and provide the same level of attention and treatment options at every office.
Hudson Valley homeowners urged to schedule a C maintenance before summer. Hudson Valley homeowners are being advised to schedule air conditioning maintenance before the summer heat hits. HVAC professionals recommend getting AC tune-ups now to avoid emergency service calls during the first heat wave. Neglecting maintenance can lead to decreased efficiency and higher energy costs. Royal Class Service, a new Windsor-based contractor, suggests completing tune-ups in April or May to ensure systems are operating at peak performance.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.